Uncomfortably he remembered Osher's words. "He's marching the wrong way," he thought. For an instant he wanted to gallop after him and shout a warning, but when Rob vanished beneath the portcullis, the moment was gone. Beyond the castle walls a roar of sound went up. The foot soldiers and townsfolk were cheering Rob as he rode past brand new, cheering for Lord Stark, for the Lord of Winterfell and his great stallion, with his cloak streaming and grey wind racing beside him. They would never cheer for him that way, he realized with a dull ache. He might be the Lord in Winterfell while his brother and father were gone, but he was still Bran the Broken. He could not even get off his own horse, except to fall. When the distant cheers had faded to silence, and the yard was empty at last, Winterfell seemed deserted and dead. Bran looked around at the faces of those who remained, women and children and old men, and Hodor. The huge stable boy had a lost and frightened look to his face. "Hodor," he said sadly. "Hodor," Bran agreed, wondering what it meant.